Welcome to Community Discourse. I'm Evil Annie. Last time, I had Batman and Geo on my podcast, and we talked a lot about their origins, just everything that they do on this server. Today, my guest is, drumroll, Izzy and Lex, the Counting Legends. Well, thank you so much for joining me on recording this episode, you guys.
Hey.
No problem.
Thank you for having me.
Does that sound natural?
So natural.
Very natural. what was I going to say? I've been dying to have you guys on here, mainly ever since when I was doing the first season, because I know Mofo and some other people were telling me, like, oh, you have to have Izzy on there, you know, like, if you want to talk about, like, counting or, like, you know, stuff like that, like, that she's the person to go to. And I was like, who is Izzy at the time?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, not like, who is Izzy, but more like, kind of just like, oh, like, I mean, because Mofo, you know, he actually, when I first talked to him, you know, and as we got to know each other and everything, there are times where he'd mention your name, and I'm just like, oh, who is this Izzy? Like, she sounds so, like, you know, like, as in, like, kind of, like, up there, where I was like, oh, is she, like, one of the staff? Like, I'm not quite sure. And so he was like, oh, she's one of the counters of Community. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I mean, it kind of, like, makes sense that I wouldn't necessarily know, because I don't go to the counting channel. But, you know, so afterwards, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, like, that's, I mean, I'm gonna keep that in mind for sure, but not, like, right now. I need to get to know her first, because I haven't even talked to her yet. So, like, every time, like, you did come on, I wasn't on, and then, like, vice versa, and I was like, uh-oh. Not sure if I'm
gonna
be able
to get. It was on purpose.
But then we, you know, slowly we got to, like, talk and then get to know each other and become friends. And so as my season one kind of filled up, like, I was like, okay, for sure, season two, I'm going to have Izzy on. I just need to catch her when she's on and ask her. So now here we are. You're here.
You finally caught me.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it kind of sounds like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, no, I know. For, like, so I've been around the server since, like, close to the beginning. But I didn't actually, like, I mostly stuck to the counting channels for the longest time. Mm-hmm. So I know there was the big influx of people when Community went on Netflix, and you know, it was kind of intimidating because everybody was doing these VCs and there was, like, these huge groups of people and they all knew each other, and I mostly just stayed away from it, and then I slowly started coming out. So that's probably around the time when he was telling you about me. And now it's like, you just can't get rid of me because I'm always there.
Oh, did we capture your heart?
Yeah.
Oh, but no, I know you love us. But yeah, I mean, to me, as our server's number one counter, because when I came in, that's pretty much what they told me. I mean, I don't care what anyone else says right now. Okay, sorry, Alex. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't mind me.
Love you, Lex. I love all of you, so it's okay. But I still haven't heard, like, your origin story. like both you and Lex, of course. Even though for Lex, I was technically there when you came in. It's just, you know, our listeners would not know, of course. So
yeah.
I just want to know, like, when did you discover community and when did you join the server?
I discovered community through a friend. One Halloween on Facebook, he posted a picture of himself dressed up as the Greendale human being. And I was like, what are you supposed to be?
Like, that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, it was super creepy. And anyways, he introduced me to the show. I think it was around season 3 or 4. So I was actually privileged enough to watch it live on TV. But as for Discord, it's kind of a nerdy story.
Nerdy.
So, here we go.
I used to write a lot of fan fiction a few years back. I'm not going to mention which fandom because it is embarrassing, but it wasn't a very popular fandom. There happened to be a small community on Discord, so I joined it just so I could, be with other weirdos like myself. And then I decided to explore other communities within Discord. So, like, I joined other servers that I had interests in, community being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first joined community, it was a mess of a server. sorry if you're listening, Zach, but it was.
Oh,
like, it scared me off. I didn't leave the server, but I was like, this is not for me. But while I was avoiding it, they cleaned it up and they made it all nice, and they had a really good community that I guess had already set up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of would drop like a couple comments here and there. And then it wasn't actually until, what was it, Christmas Eve 2019 that I started counting. So I was obviously avoiding my family. And then I guess the rest is history. I just kept counting and never stopped.
Oh, wow. So like... when you first joined, it was like around when he first started?
I joined around like October-ish, I think.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't start counting till like late December.
Ah, okay. Okay. I mean, that's not too bad. That's like still like within the very first few months or so of Zach, opening this server up. But yeah, avoiding your parents. Did you say avoiding your family?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
That's such a mood around the holidays.
Well, they all want to talk and hug, and you're like, nope, no. Like, I'm gonna be on Discord counting.
and then like. The whole next year after this happens.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But yeah, that's... Wow, okay. So, and then so you started with season 3, technically, live?
Yeah.
So then did you go back and watch, like, season 1 and 2 afterwards?
Well, I think Community used to be on Netflix. Because I don't recall downloading it or anything, and I didn't own the DVDs, so it must have been on some streaming service. And then I think they took it off, and then it came back. But I could be, and probably am, wrong. I somehow watched the first few seasons. Somehow, but somehow.
Wasn't it on, like, they talked about this before. And then they said that maybe not. I don't know. But for those of you listening, if you know what she's talking about, let me know.
Let me know too.
Yes. So that we can figure this out. but yeah, so, I mean, thank you for for sharing that. that's such an impression of like your friend dressing up as a Greendale human being for Halloween.
Yeah, like I know, because he asked me to watch it, and I was like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to watch anything new.
Okay.
But like honestly, I can't remember why I even gave it a chance. I'm sure he just harassed me enough that I was like, fine, I'll watch it.
Oh my god, that kind of reminds me of what I'm slightly doing to my brother.
I work in the environmental field, and so before I really started getting permanent jobs, I used to get laid off a lot in the winter seasons, and I always got in the habit of like picking up random shows. Like one of them was, there was a show called My Name is Earl, and I remember seeing it, and I was like, this show's so dumb. But then I was unemployed and I had nothing better to do, so I got really into it. And I'm wondering if that's what happened with Community, because I honestly, I don't remember why I gave in. I'm glad I did, but I don't remember why.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you know what they say, the best things, you just, you know, you just never know when it started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I've always been watching it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you finally watched it and now you're here with us. And now you're doing this podcast with me and Lex.
Yes.
Why do you sound so...
You know, I was worried that people were going to find this boring because it's counting and not a lot of people are into that. Mm-hmm. And I never thought that my co-interviewee would be so bored as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, so are you just suppressing your laughter and then like it just fails because we say
I think every time I have to laugh because like this is a podcast, so I would think like I have to mute it the whole time. So I don't.
It could be like,
yeah, when you're editing, it's just laughter.
No, it's okay. What makes you think that laughter is not allowed?
Like, fair warning, I'm going to be laughing and talking all over your questions.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
Fair enough. Let's do that now.
So I know when I first asked you guys to be on my podcast for the mm-hmm. season, I didn't actually really think about this, but one of you, I think, if I remember correctly, had said, oh, it's kind of like the, you know, like the first, not the first generation, or like, it's like the old versus new, like counters.
Oh. Old blood versus new blood.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, here we go. I'm the next gen, huh? I'm not surprised.
Sing it, Lex.
For what it's worth, I'm more like middle blood. I'm like mid-age blood, I guess.
Yeah, I'm the baby here, so yeah.
Yeah, you can look at it like that way too. The more matured counter versus the baby counter. I don't know.
But I don't know about mature.
Baby counter sounds cool. I'll take it.
Okay, guys, you heard him. It's his new nickname. You have to change your nickname now.
Oh,
it has to
God.
Be counter.
Oh, man.
But, you know, as the new active, you know, top counter, how did you find Community and the server? You know, your origins, even though, like, you know, I was there.
All right. So where do I begin? I think I'm gonna start with how I find community Discord server. It's because the reason I watch Community because it was available in Netflix. It was close to right before the pandemic, I think. And then I got a job recently at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to do. Like the first thing that I came home, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to exercise. So I was thinking like, oh, I need to do something. And then I noticed this very famous GIF when Troy entered the room of like a darkest timeline.
Okay. Yeah.
So that one really like, oh, I think I've seen this show. Like, but where? But turns out I never seen it. I just see that one popular GIF. Uh-huh. So I was excited because I see Childish Gambino. I was like, holy shit, this is before Childish Gambino. That's actually him. So then I watched the show. But then, okay, this is the part that I don't remember why I joined the server in the first place. Like, I don't know how I found the server. So Zach, I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't know where I found the server anyway. It could be Twitter or not. Probably Instagram. I'm not sure.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Instagram.
Maybe. But I'm not sure. I
don't somehow know. You stumbled into this.
I know, right? It's just weird. But then, yeah. So I joined the server because I really like Community because the show is really short. Like I don't have that amount of like attention span, like 20 mm-hmm. minutes, that's just enough. And what I like about Community is just like each episode can be like a standalone episode, like a short movie. That's why I really like about Community. So I joined the server because I really want to talk about the show with anyone else around the world. So that's why I joined. And then somehow, because I really, I think, spend a lot of time in VC. So yeah, really different from how Izzy like started in counting. I met this guy named ZG in VC, and he kept telling me about like, "Hey Lex, do you want to count?" At first, I was like, "Huh? What? Do you want me to count like?" 1, 2, 3, 4, and goes on. Yeah. It's like a game. And then he introduced me to this whole thing. Like I have to
he
join.
He opened your
these.
Eyes.
Yeah.
And awakened something inside of you.
Yeah, like deep inside, there's just like small counting monster within me. I think I don't know.
No, Z sounds like a like drug dealer, like a pusher. Like, oh, hey, you want to try something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, now
we'll just
now
blame
that,
Z.
That he said it. Yeah, he's very manipulative right now. Damn, Z. No, Z, I love you. Okay. So he introduced me to the whole thing. Like I have to join the support server, and then I've been introduced to the whole thing called saves, which I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I start counting in Community when Community already hit like 100,000. So it's like post 100,000 race. So then I join counting after that. Yeah.
Mm.
And I don't know, since then I keep counting for no reason. Like I have no idea why. I think I have too much free time. I'm gonna blame for that. I have too much free time, and at the time I started, I count a lot with this top counter also, with the name of Llama. So I think you guys know.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Llama.
Yeah.
Never
so
heard of
Llama. Oh wow! All right. So that's
okay,
what enabled
Llama
me.
This.
Oh yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, because Llama at the time really active, so I was enabled by people around us. Like I think transfer save already a feature in the counting game. So whenever I lose saves, everyone just donate their saves to me and ask me to keep running. And somehow I keep running.
We were just using you.
Oh god.
We were feeding you our saves so that you would count for us.
Oh, so that's why. Oh,
the truth comes out.
I'm being used this whole time. So I think that's the origin of me counting too much. Yeah, it's kind of scary. Oh my god, I keep looking back. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it to everyone, even to my family, or like I don't know what to explain.
Oh my god,
it's just bad. Like, okay, maybe I should tell you like one thing, like maybe my dad confused about. So at the time, I could just do a account, like keep counting, which what we call like a rally, like we don't stop, like non-stop counting for like 5 hours at the time. And my dad just confused. I keep staring on the screen and pressing the numbers to like keep going. And my dad kept asking, like, do you want to eat something? I was like, yeah, okay, just put it there, right? Transition, okay, 1, 3, 4, 5, 7, and I just keep going like that. But yeah, I think my dad knows something, but he never asked.
My dad knows something, but he just can't figure it out.
It got to the point where, like, my family knew better than to come near me when I was counting, because they'd say something and I'd screw up and I'd be like, what are you doing? I'm counting right now.
Yeah. Same. Like, my dad kept asking me, like, can you help me order something online? But at the time, I was counting the llama, and it was really fast. And I was just like, wait, let me just hit this 5K run, and then we can order food, all right? We won't die. Just give me 5K, and I will eat.
So, would you call it an addiction?
All right.
An obsession?
Question.
Well...
All right, easy. You can go first.
There was this time I was working out in the field, so I was staying in a hotel, and something happened. I'm not going to bring it up because it is buried, but something happened in the counting channels, and I was so worked up about it, and I stayed up all night dealing with it. And the next day, my coworker, who was this completely normal human being, was like, what's wrong? Why are you so tired? And so I launch into this story. I'm like, oh, I'm this counting mod, and this happened, and this person did this, and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, counting? And I'm like, yeah, we count to high numbers. And, you know, just explaining this to, like, normal people is just, it's kind of eye-opening, because they're like, oh, yeah. You're like, it's a big deal, I swear.
I think I can really relate to that, though.
Yeah, like, we're in 6 digits, okay? We're a pretty good deal.
Oh, my God. I can relate to that. Like, everyone keep asking me, like, in real life friends and families, because they never see me anywhere else, like, not in Instagram. I always missed like a Saturday night hangout, like in a cafe, but I never joined them anymore. Asking like, where have you been? Shoot, how do I explain this? I never go anywhere. I stay at home. Yeah, but you never showed up. Yeah, I was like, all right, have you ever heard of Discord? I keep explaining, like, okay, there's this thing called Discord. And then we have like different bots. And this is one bot that really took the time and energy, like took my life away. this is called counting. Like, everyone's confused, like, huh? What? I was like, yeah, you guys would never get it.
Yeah, like, it's caused me real life anxiety. Like, I get physical anxiety sometimes from the counting channels.
Oh, dang. I should just get Mopo back on here.
Oh, man. The counting void. That was something else.
But, yeah. That's... I mean, I kind of want to say that line from the wedding videography episode where Jeff is like kind of describing the whole like Annie versus Britta thing, and then Frankie's like, you know, you're talking about codependency, right? And then I'm like, I kind of just want to say, you know, you're talking about addiction, right? But you know, this is like, I don't know, I find this kind of cute in terms of just how you guys are describing it.
So serious.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Like in the early days, when we first hit 10,000, actually 15,000, which was like incredible at the time, somebody ruined the count.
Oh god.
And I almost rage quit that day. Like, I almost walked away from Discord completely because I was just like, like, I'm done. We're never getting back to 15,000. Yeah. I take it too serious, probably.
I mean, I feel like you guys are your own community over there within the community.
Oh, yeah.
that's honestly like why I didn't leave the counting channels for so long. Like, we had a really good group of people. I had really fun conversations with them. I didn't feel the need to go outside the counting channels. Like, it was like my family. But yeah, eventually I did. I haven't decided if it was like the right call or not, but I'm kidding. I love you all.
And yeah, I think I agree with Easy too. Because the reason I think I decided to spend a lot of time in counting, it's because I think it's one way to meet different people. Mm-hmm. I think. Because
To
meet different people. And every counter would say, stop saying I'm different. But the reason I think counting as a part of community itself, like having its community, it's because I met a lot of different people from different server, because we have like one global leaderboards, and I think everyone was excited to see who go up to the leaderboard, and I made new friends, like a lot of new friends. And that's what's fun about counting. You make it new friends from all over the world. So that's fun.
Yeah, I've seen that actually. Like every time I go on the channel, like there's like always new people, right? And when they get into the counting channels and whatnot, every time I go on there, I mean, it's like I see new people getting into it, and I'm like, oh, that's nice, you know. Oh, that's nice. Well, I can't do it right now. But, yeah.
It's not even just the community counting channel, because you can go into all sorts of different counting servers and you meet all these other people that are passionate, and now you're kind of friends with this like web of people that are across the counting. Like, Lex is really good friends with Word, who does the pie counting. And I made really good friends with Kaz, who's from Infinity, our enemy, you know, and they're Sinful, and there's just all these people that we've met that aren't community fans, so it's kind of like a separate community within community, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, actually. All right. yeah, like, I mean, to extend on that, from what you said about, like, the, like, how word is, he does the, you said the pie counting. Like, I've also noticed that on the channels where, like, there are times where, you know, some of you guys would choose, like, a specific number or, like, pattern or something, and you would just go along with it, and do, like, a rally or, like, a, or something, and there are times where I literally sit here, like, this was before I had to go back to work and stuff, but I would sit there, and I would, like, watch you guys do it, like, have, like, like, I have, it's like, it's not like I have nothing else to do, but I found it so interesting, and I was like, oh, that's so awesome, like, I don't know why, like, you guys are going really fast, and then, or, like, if you guys, I know there are times where, like, a bunch of people together on VC, I think I watched one of those where I got on, and then I didn't know that they were doing that. So then, like, I was like, okay. And then, like, I'm like, I'm going to just drop in a number because I haven't for a while. And then I dropped one. And then I realized, like, too late that they were doing that. And then they're like, ah. And I was like, no, I'm so sorry. And I was like, I'm just going to step away now. And, like, I felt so bad because I was like, oops. And then I think Mofa was like, oh, don't worry about it, that one doesn't count, like, you should worry if it's, like, in the other channel where it's, like, the bigger numbers. And I was like, oh, okay, I still feel bad, but okay. I mean, you know. But yeah, so I mean, it's, I always see you guys have so much fun doing the counting, and it's like, I wish I was, like, I'm not saying that I'm not fast when I type, but when it comes to numbers on my keyboard, like, my fingers just don't cooperate.
So, you know, if you ever want to come count, like, it's not always just about speed, right? Like, half the time, if Mofo and I are in there, we're chatting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I think we could find you a happy little niche if you come join us.
I think Mofo tried getting me into it. And so, like, you know, I did the whole, like, I got into that server, the big one, and then I did, like, the whole saves, and then I did do some runs with, like, Min and Mofo and some other people, like, a couple other people, mostly Mofo and, like, Min. But I don't know what happened. I think I got, like, a little more busy after that, and I just, like, completely forgot about it. It's just, like... Oops. And I just recently remembered about it, you know, this episode's coming up, and I was like, oh yeah, do I still have saves left? Like, I haven't done a save in a very long time.
Oh, we'll hook you up, don't worry.
You just need to ask.
Yeah.
You just need to ask.
No. I mean, it's, I don't know, like, it gets kind of intimidating going into the counting server, because I'm not a numbers person. So, like, when I walk into that, those channels, I'm just like, okay, I don't know what's going on. Unless it's, like, just, like, you know, you're doing the numbers thing, then, I mean, clearly that's, like, that's kind of, you know, easy to figure out.
What would you be doing if you weren't doing the numbers thing?
No, I mean, the, like, there's... thing, of course.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hi there.
Just starring Mofo.
No, we're talking about the whole, you know, counting server, not counting server, counting channels, and getting the information out there for the listeners. And if I don't know. Let me see, hold on. Oh, okay. I actually don't remember why I pinged you, but I know for a fact that
get
it
out.
Is
because get out, bye.
No, because it's counting, like, you know.
This is an intervention, isn't it?
Mofo plays a pretty important part in the counting history as well. Like, he's middle to new blood. As long as we're going with that.
That's a thing.
Middle blood Mofo.
Yeah.
Middle blood Mofo. Nice.
So yeah. Mopo was around kind of in the early days, like before saves. Well, no, not before saves, really? But like before save transfers and guild saves. And to anybody that doesn't count, this probably doesn't make sense.
But,
definitely before that, because I ended up in counting jail a lot.
Yeah, and he was my partner in crime for the 69-420 run.
Look at that number.
Crazy week.
Like back in the day, before we copy and pasted all our numbers. Like,
wait, people do what?
Hey, I didn't know that.
Oh, I felt attacked now.
Wait. People copy and paste? No, this is why I ended up in counting jail a lot.
Well, that's
this
the thing.
Is why I'm a baby counter forever.
Like, I didn't copy paste until we hit the 6 digits. And I did all my counting from my phone.
Okay, now that's nuts.
And now I look back nuts. And I'm like, how did I do that?
There I was with the external keyboard on my tablet, fingers flying fast.
I was gonna say that's why, Izzy, you are the legend.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's the thing. I don't think I deserve the number one counter title because I mean there's other people. I mean, I'm probably me and Llama are the only ones that have really stuck with it since the early days, but so I'll be like I think Llama and I should share it for like the old days and then like Mofo can be number one for mid blood, and Lex can be baby number one.
Number one, it's baby. So I like that. I know.
It's so cute.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, gotta add this now.
Oh, shit.
Copy paste. God damn.
Yeah.
And here I was working my fingers to exhaustion. Don't misinterpret that.
Oh man. That's the wholesomeness we needed.
God, I can hear the lack of W.
Obsession, weird obsession. Yeah.
Says the guy who gets giddy and giggly every time he drops the number 69.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. I mean, 69 is it's magical. So, I mean, if
well,
you don't.
So is 70. I mean, if you can survive.
Oh yeah.
70 is all about can I still wait, you know what, that's gonna get edited out.
Or not.
No tongue-tied puns.
Oh, here we go. Oh right, let's go. Should we do it now? Here we go, boys.
Well, there's like golden numbers of 69 and 420. Mm-hmm. If I think about it, 666, I'll react to 314.
Oh, yeah, pi.
That one's
how
more
do you
rare.
Forget about pi, Lex?
Oh, pi, yeah.
Yes, pi.
Oh, it's pi, yeah.
Apple, cherry, peach.
Any other ones?
I think one interesting number that was so special, especially just for Alina, I think back then she joined this counting server called Communist Cat Girls. Don't ask oh, why. Okay. Just that's why the name. You can ask Llama for that. When...
Oh, I know the story for this one, but I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then she wanted to hit like 78418, the number from Caroline Decker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so me and Z, I think we helped Communist Cat Girls to hit that certain milestones, and we gave the number for Alina, so she can drop the number, and we got it.
Oh, damn!
We got Caroline Decker and Communist Cat Girls.
Yeah, it's communist.
We marked our territory.
It's called Communist Cat Girls because there used to be this server called Communist Cat Girls, but they were a server of like botters, like cheaters. And they, of course, they got removed. And then Llama just one day was like, I kind of liked that name. Like, maybe I'll start a server. And then sure enough, he starts the server. It took
off. So they were the land of the disgraced?
Wait, wow. Because just like the name? Ah, kind of sus.
Yeah, you just like the name. So.
Oh, I like pretty the cool name. Yeah.
Sounds like a rock band.
Yeah. Himalayan death jazz.
Of course you say that. Well, wow. I didn't know that story at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens
on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's accounting history, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot that I would not know of.
Well, you just have to join us. Do you want a brief history?
It would be funny. Nope. Like the whole time it's Izzy and Lex trying to get me into counting.
Yeah, so just like the minute messages on counting.
Mofo succeeded like a quarter way.
Well, like, yeah, I even got you into training a little bit.
That's true. That is true.
Hence counting 109.
Okay.
Yeah, which had nothing to do with counting.
No, but it was still awesome.
Uh-oh. Busted. Not stinky. Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, you give me ideas. Oh, here we go.
Oh, Lex deleted that picture, Mofo. So, or was it a gift?
Oh, no. Of what? Oh god! Oh, that!
Oh my god! Oh,
god, it's staring into my soul like my old profile pictures. No!
Is it weird that I'm more focused on
the eyes,
the area that Stinky kind of zoomed into?
Well, at least you weren't. I thought you were going to say the splat marks on the wall behind.
Ooh. Okay, Izzy. I think, Lex, do you remember when we were talking about Mofo? And I think that's where I pinged Mofo. And I was like, I got to add him to the counting episode.
Oh, okay.
Same with Z. Like, I think it's because we were talking about you guys and how, like, because they were talking about their origins in like kind of transitioning into counting here at the server. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I mean, Z is probably the only one right now that has all the perms because I gave it to him so that he can like try something when I first made this podcast server. Mm-hmm. And now I totally forgot. And then like, I was like, why is Z in every one of the private channels? And then I realized,
That's because he made himself copies of all the keys so he can get into any room he wants.
Damn it, Z.
I'm only saying that because I didn't think of it first.
I mean,
so I'm starting to wonder what your counting origin story is going to be like.
Mine?
Yeah.
It's going to be Mofo tried very hard and failed a little. And then Lex and Izzy. So
I'm giving out tutorial right now.
And then we all ganged up on you and showered a whole bunch of numbers on you. You're like, oh my god, just... fractions! And then you just caved.
It's really
because it's like some of that numerical crack smoke slipped into your lungs and it was all over.
See, when you put it like that, Mofo. actually, you know, I know that Izzy just kind of like mentioned like kind of how counting works ish. Mm-hmm. But like for those who don't know, like how does the process of all the counting of the server goes? Like how does it go? The importance of it?
Well, sorry.
Reaching infinity and toppling them.
I'll go back to the beginning.
Okay.
So originally the bot was developed by someone named Duck in the spring of 2019. Not from our server.
Oh, okay.
So eventually the bot got so popular that it struggled to do its job properly. So a user named TT2468 came along and rewrote and now maintains the bot. So he's really improved it. But it was actually one of the counting server mods, Dreaming Tree, who brought it to community. So he kind of started the, I guess, addiction. And then a lot of the staff at the time actually embraced it. One of the people that really backed it was actually Jeff's Netflix password. Sleep apnea was kind of into it, but he wasn't very good at it. So hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
No.
So none of us said that.
Little Bear was a big player.
Little Bear was my first.
At first, it was kind of just, I think, just a casual server game that people would play. Kind of like the storytelling channel where you just come in, drop a couple numbers, and leave. Then we started really getting into what we called rallies, which people would, you know, go on and they'd throw, you know, a few hundred down at a time. And this was around the time when people didn't really use saves, so we wouldn't get very high. Again, ironically, it was Jeff that, like, you know, really pushed for everybody to start getting saves. He made the rule that unless you had a save, you couldn't count. And then people like me, Llama, Leg, I don't know if he's not really around anymore, but like the Greendale human being.
I remember Chase.
Yeah. We all just, I don't know, we just started doing these rallies like at least daily. And I mean, they weren't much. They weren't like, you know, Lex's style of rallies. But like, you know, like I remember one time, and this was, and we had slow mode. That was,
Gosh. Really?
Yes, that was a thing.
Five seconds, wasn't it?
Yeah, 5 seconds between every message. So we couldn't do quick rallies.
And we couldn't do that whole thing of catching up to infinity at the time, back when we were a fraction. But
that was around the time where, like, the highest server on the leaderboard was like
50,000, 40.
Like 50,000, and like the number 10 position was in the 2000s. Like, it wasn't like, I know every time we got on the leaderboard, we were like, yeah, we made it. And then we'd get knocked off. And, but yeah, so we just kind of slowly chipped away at this for a really long time. And then eventually, we met the people from Infinity and we got a really good, like, friendly competition going. We got rid of slow mode. And then
you remember how or when that was, right?
That was like, wasn't that like after? I don't remember actually.
You put in a few very friendly, persuasive words to the powers that be to disengage it for 69,420. And we just never, we just kind of left it off since.
Was it?
Well,
see, by then I was a math tutor, so I was immune to slow mode, so I didn't really notice when we lost it.
In fact,
no big deal.
Yeah, you kind of pulled a Memphis Reigns, remember? Considering that was your nickname for the evening, that we should pull a Gone 60, a big heist, and hit 69,420 before Infinity knew what smacked them in their mouths.
So going earlier, we talked about how like invested we were in counting. So we had this race to beat Infinity to 69,420. And so Mofo and I pulled like an all-nighter and we did it. Yeah. And then I remember Kaz was really mad about it. And I was like, it's fine. Get over it. But then when we did the race to 100,000, Infinity won by like 2,000 numbers. And I was so choked. I remember I had to like, I closed my computer and I walked away and I laid in bed and I was just, I was so mad. And the next day, Kaz and I had this heart to heart and we were like, we're never going to be competitive like that again. Ah.
I remember that. I think damn near all of the counters in the server, we all burnt through our saves.
Yeah, we were mad.
Yeah.
Was that before or after Lex came?
Oh, that's way before. Was...
Oh, okay. Damn.
Before I even joined, I think way before I joined community.
No,
I
wasn't there. I think one of your first VC days was on 69420 night.
Oh, damn. Wow.
That was back in like July. It was the week.
Yeah, because I remember like you guys were grinding a lot.
Oh, yes.
Well, and yeah, sorry, I kind of went off topic, but like that's the thing. It was just everybody is so invested in this counting that it's not just counting. It's like this group achievement where. I know it sounds dumb, like I know you're just counting on the internet, but it's like, I don't know, it's like some weird e-sport where you just, you want to keep going. I know it sounds ridiculous, but you just have to try it and then you'll understand.
Oh, it's a blood sport and it's addictive. And it's sometimes really frustrating, especially when you blow your last save over a stupid slip of the finger.
Oh, yeah,
we've all been there.
Yeah, for you number lovers, this is going to be your life. I'm not even going to joke with you. There were days where at the beginning last year when I first joined, where I was like wondering why Mofo wasn't responding, or, like he wasn't like anywhere to be seen. And I was like, what is he doing? And then
I'm like, just going on a bender.
Yeah, like I would message Min or something and be like, hey, do you know where Mofo is? Or someone else. And then they're like, oh, I think he's counting right now. He's in the counting server. And I was like, oh, okay. And I like go there and I see him like do like a little rally with someone. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, you know, like it gets like I can. Yeah, like if you love numbers, and I know these three, Mofo, Lex, Izzy, you know, if you love numbers, this is your life.
I said it so seriously too.
I was like, this is your life. This will be your life, I mean.
You could always start how we did by lurking.
That's it.
I mean, if you don't have a permission,
you like to watch,
if you
don't
have the right permission to get in, you just kind of sit there and watch like you're staring through a window.
You like being watched, don't you?
I'm not answering that.
But I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, you don't even have to be a number lover or any of that. It's just like we've got a close little family that is always welcoming and. Honestly, just give it a try because it might awaken something inside you.
Yeah, I was actually going to add that too, where it's like, you know, the very big upside to this is that you will be included in like this family, you know, where like, you know, it's more than a community, it's a family within a community family.
You know, like we joke about the fanfic channel and how they're like, this isolated group of like, and they're all really close and they all have their inside jokes and it's like, well, that's counting too to some degree.
Yeah. Except our language is numerical.
Yeah, exactly.
Stories of evens and odds, even a couple of filthy jokes involving nothing but prime numbers.
Really? Do tell.
All right, so 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13. I'll just let that sink in.
Yeah, that's prime numbers. Oh, yes.
You know, you're going to wake up later and you go, oh my God, 17.
Why did you say that number? Dude, why did you say that number? That's like my favorite number. Now I'm never going to see it the same way.
Oh, you're welcome.
Leave it to Mofo. Leave it to Mofo to do that. Well, that was entertaining.
Don't forget, leave your review on Yelp.
You can find him under services.
Oh, I God, mean... no. Oh, God, what's next? Contacting Jay Chan for prices?
Okay, you just did that on yourself.
I did not. That can get edited out.
Maybe not.
Or not.
Maybe the bloopers?
Yeah, probably. Okay, yeah, no, I lost that. I lost that thought the moment we started talking. Never mind.
Wow.
That happens to me with numbers too, so no worries. That happens Aww. To me with numbers too. Like, what's the next numbers again? Then I lost the save.
19, 23, 29.
Alright, well, Lex.
Yeah. Let's... Help us break out of this prime number thirst.
I didn't get a chance to ask you. Did you know that? How do I ask this question?
I'm literally
that is a good question. How? Good question. How? Yeah. Question.
Like, why?
So, I mean. goodness gracious.
I'm not sorry.
Okay, I'm trying. I'm remembering what you told us about your origins, and you know, now that I know your origins, like, I don't know if this question even relates or not relates to it, but like even is necessary for me to ask you. But was counting something that you just would have ever imagined getting involved in?
At first, no. I mean, I don't know that counting turns out to be something that really like a game. And it's addicting, but yeah, no, I never imagined myself to involve in this game like a lot and again too much. It's just scary, but
oh God! Do you remember, like yeah. Lex? Do you remember how many people would like direct message you and be like, "Hey man, like you should slow down," like
yeah.
I don't want you to burn out.
Yeah, I mean, I worried about myself, because like, yeah, because I see the signs, like, it's affecting like a real relationship with in real lives. I've been missing a lot, and at the point, I think, oh, this will take away my life, and.
So there you have it, our podcast episode with Izzy and Lex. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a great day or night, wherever you are. This is Evil Annie, and I will leave you to it. If you like this, let me know, DM me, or if you would like to be a guest on my podcast, also let me know. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day, or good night. Thank you.